Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Well, it is a weekend edition of the show. We're back here in studio, live on twitch.tv/F4WVideo, as well as, of course, Sports Byline Broadcasting, and some very exciting news coming up regarding Sports Byline. We'll have that up in the next couple of days. But today, we have got a lot of news to talk about here. And this morning I got a really weird email. I'm going to read it to you. It says, "Good afternoon. Have you guys heard the horrible news about a stalker breaking and entering into Sonya Deville's home? She was being held hostage, but the silent alarm was tripped and the intruder was arrested. Happened right down the road from me. Scary, horrible stuff. Apologize if there are any inaccuracies and lack of specifics. I'm hearing about this locally now." Well, suffice to say, no, I had heard nothing about this. But within a few hours, it was all over. And in fact, people in WWE had not even heard this story. So we're going to give you the full story, all of the details, when we come back after the break. We've also got a lot of news. UFC was last night. If you want to talk about the UFC show with Daniel Cormier's final fight, we can talk about that, as well as SmackDown from Friday night. More from, is it Retribution? Is it Retaliation? I don't even remember the name of this stupid group, but the angle sucks. Also, Braun Strowman and The Fiend have apparently traded places. Their souls have switched places since that last match where they battled in a swamp. A lot of really weird stuff going on. We'll tell you all about it here today. If you want to send your text messages, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. Brian at WrestlingObserver.com, at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Mike Sempervivi joins us after the break, so stick around at Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-880-7167. 800-880-7167. That's 800-880-7167. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Tired of the same old hat? CoverageGear.com is the top destination to find the hats and gear you need to represent your favorite pro teams and players. Head to CoverageGear.com with the promo code RADIO and grab a cap with the iconic jersey number of the all-time greats and current stars from the NBA, NFL, MLB, and more. These classic hats come in the font and style of the superstars' team. So with the number 30 from Golden State, number 2 from the Yankees, number 23 from the Bulls, or a number 12 from the Packers, CoverageGear.com will help you honor the legends of yesterday and today. Check out our collection of dad hats, trucker caps, beanies, stickers, and more. Use promo code RADIO and get 20% off. That's promo code RADIO at CoverageGear.com. CoverageGear.com. We've got you covered.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. The Tampa Bay Times has just confirmed a report that we received from a neighbor of Daria Baronato, better known as Sonya Deville, about a sick fan who stalked her on social media, breaking into her home in the Tampa area. Newspaper reported that the home in question in the area was owned by Baronato. The story stated that Philip A. Thomas II, 24, came from South Carolina, had spent 8 months plotting to kidnap a Lutz, Florida homeowner he had never met but had stalked on social media for years. Thomas, too, was charged with aggravated stalking, armed burglary of a dwelling, attempted armed kidnapping, and criminal mischief, and was held without bail, Sheriff Chad Cronister said in a news release. It is frightening to think of all the ways this incident could have played out had the alarm not gone off and alerted the homeowner of an intruder. Thomas's social media accounts showed mostly comments related to Sonya Deville, constantly writing positive messages and defending her. A neighbor of Baronato alerted us this morning that someone had tried to break into her home and kidnap her. The story stated that Thomas parked his car around midnight, walked to the home owned by Baronato. He then is alleged to have cut a hole into the patio screen and remained there for 3 to 4 hours while watching and listening through the window. The belief is that Baronato and a friend at the time were watching the UFC fights. At 2:43 a.m., after Baronato had gone to bed, Thomas entered her home through a sliding glass door, which activated her alarm. Baronato spotted Thomas and fled with a guest in a car and called 911. Thomas was in the house when police arrived. They found him carrying a knife, plastic zip ties, duct tape, mace, and other items, and he told police he was planning to take the homeowner hostage. So as I noted in the opening segment, apparently nobody in WWE knew about this until the news broke. So I presume that Sonya just went right to the police or whatever and has been dealing with this all day. But that is a completely crazy story. And thank God for the silent alarm and the ability for her to escape. Found with a knife and everything else here to bound someone. That's not good. So, thank God everything turned out all right.
just terrifying. I was a little too young to remember John Lennon. I was alive when it happened, but I was only four. But I do remember there was a girl by the name of Rebecca Schaefer, and I'll always remember this. I'll always remember her and the name of the show, My Sister Sam, even though I never watched it. But in 1989, a stalker just showed up at her door and killed her. And I believe that was around the time they started to look at some of these laws and some of the stalking laws and things like that, and tried to start cracking down on some of this stuff and getting it changed. And there's always going to be sick people out there doing sick things. And it's just extra chilling to hear the story that this guy was sitting in there and waiting for hours and listening in as they were apparently watching a UFC, or at least reportedly that was the case, watching a UFC fight and then sneaking in there. It's just, it's awful. It's just awful for anyone, let alone somebody that's, you know, obviously talking about the wrestling business. This could be, this should send extra shockwaves, because like any athlete in any field or anybody anywhere, it's just a reminder that people, there could be somebody out there that could get to you or want to get to you. And it's just a sad situation. But if you ever wonder why sometimes celebrities or wrestlers or whoever it is respond to you or are defensive towards fans, you know, this is one of the reasons why, because there are sick people out there and you just never know what somebody has gone through or what threats they have already had against them when you decide to roll up on them in an airport, which you shouldn't do, or in other places.
Dominic Mysterio's in-ring debut at SummerSlam will now be a street fight. WWE confirmed today Dominic and Seth Rollins will face off in a street fight at SummerSlam. During their contract signing on Raw this week, Rollins said he would do Dominic a favor, allow weapons to be used in the match. Dominic had previously used a kendo stick as a weapon against Rollins and Murphy. They brutalized Dominic with kendo stick shots on Raw this week. And for this coming Monday's Go Home episode of Raw, they're teasing Ray will make an appearance. I wonder if that means he's re-signed or is close to re-signing. We'll try to follow up on that. But SummerSlam is August 23rd, and we have got Drew McIntyre versus Randy Orton for the WWE title, Sasha versus Asuka, and Bayley versus Asuka, because they did the tri-branded women's battle royal on SmackDown for a shot at Bayley's title. As always, I foolishly expected, for example, that it would be Rhea Ripley, but it turns out it was Asuka. So Asuka is fighting for the Raw title in one match, and then she will fight for the Raw title in a second match. Now, the good news is, well, those will be two very good matches. But there you go. I'm still waiting for Hunter to pay off that promise that everything with Charlotte and Rhea Ripley was going to eventually make sense. Mm. We got the Street Profits versus Andrade Angel Garza for the Raw Tag Team titles. We have Braun Strowman defending the Universal title against The Fiend, and a storyline where they've apparently taken over each other's bodies. I wish I was making that up. We have Apollo Crews versus MVP for the U.S. title, Dominic versus Seth, and Sonya Deville will be wrestling on the show against Mandy Rose in a hair versus hair match. So that's your lineup for SummerSlam coming up this coming Sunday. Tomorrow's the Raw Go-Home show. We'll see what they do. You can also confirm, by the way, yes, you're not going to jump in here. Okay. The name of this...
Say, that is a card of matches that you just named there. I mean,
this is a stupid... This group, it's Retribution. It's not Retaliation. Right. Not Redemption, which I think I called it last night.
Oh, there's lots of things you can call it. Just there's only so many you can say on the air right now.
I know people are mad, but, dude, who cares? It's a goofy, wacky, stupid angle. I mean, maybe it's why the numbers are up. I guess it's possible. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine it. But SmackDown literally started with them saying, oh, don't worry, fans. After what happened over the past week, we have more security than ever around the Performance Center, just to make sure that they won't be getting into the building tonight. It was not 5 minutes later that the lights went out and they were all in the building. Had they got in the building, and the announcers went running, and they beat up Big E, and they beat up John Morrison, and then they ran away. And the show just continued on until they did the same thing in the main event. If you like this, more power to you. I think it sucks.
It's putting it mildly. Yeah, it's stupid. There are incredible plot holes in it, and it just comes across as silly and not scary. And I don't know what their goal is. At the end of the day, I'm assuming Sheamus is going to be a part of it, considering that he keeps blowing it all off and nobody attacks him during his matches. Because otherwise, if this is all to lead up to all of them attacking Sheamus, that's stupid too, and I don't want to see that. This is just, it's just bad. And it's bad on two shows, and that's like the worst part of everything. It's bad on both shows.
We've also got the announcement that there is now an agreement with the city of Orlando, Florida. According to Spectrum Sports' John Alba, they will be running shows, WWE, at the Amway Center through October 30th. At this point, there will be no fans in the building. Alba spoke to a city rep who gave him the details. Barring any amendment, WWE will be able to run empty arena shows for the next 2.5 months. And they are, in fact, going to be doing the virtual fan gimmick. There's going to be... They've actually sent out, like... what's going on over there, Mike?
Get the action going on in this house at all times.
Sure, sounds like it. So they've sent out requests for fans that want to be a part of this virtual deal. So you're going to see what they've been doing in various sports, fans on the big screen, fans yelling and screaming. I mean, we'll see if it's any good. I'm open to the idea of trying something new, but we'll have to see how it goes. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
Nothing on that beat, go.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Matthew.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I just need you to listen to me.
I know that a lot of times, Mom, it might not seem like I'm listening to you, but I am. I hear you. And what you say really does matter to me.
I mean, let's be honest. No kid likes rules, but I get why we have them. I hear you, and I know it's because you care.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thanks, Mom, for never giving up and always being my biggest fan.
Thank you for letting me know what you expect, so I can try to meet your expectations.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. We're going to go to some feedback here in a moment. May take some phone calls in the final segment. Stick around and I'll let you know. It is so hot right now. I am sweating. It's 98 degrees in Seattle. I know for some of you in the South, we're like, 98 degrees, that's nothing. Yeah, it's nothing in the South. It's really hot here. I'm not used to this.
Is there high humidity as well?
No, but I got all these lights in here and computers and...
Yeah, you don't have air conditioning, right?
Old school, tube preamps everywhere.
Oh, come on.
Anyway.
And let me guess, just a fan and an ice block.
I don't got a fan in here.
Proper central air to do anything.
Luckily, we got air conditioning. That's another story entirely. Mm. Doesn't help much in a room that's already 2,000 degrees. The impending NBA playoffs. I mean, some schedule changes are coming for AEW Dynamite in the weeks ahead. TNT initially announced some changes. Tony Khan updated everything Saturday night on Twitter. I will admit I was confused, so now I'm going to clear it up for everybody, including myself. This coming Wednesday, there is no Dynamite. There's no Dynamite on Wednesday night. NXT is unopposed. The show that would have aired Wednesday is airing on Saturday, August 22nd, after the NBA game. Purely by coincidence, the NBA game could end at 6:05 Eastern. But around 6 o'clock Eastern, AEW will air next Saturday night. That will go up against the one of the hours of NXT TakeOver 30. Maybe more if the show goes long. The show scheduled for Wednesday, August 26th, the following Wednesday, that will not air either. NXT unopposed. That show is going to air the next day, Thursday, at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern. On September 2nd, Dynamite will be in its normal time slot, so Wednesday night. And immediately following Dynamite, there will be a countdown to All Out, 10 o'clock p.m. Then the one that had me confused. On Wednesday, September 16th, there is going to be a Dynamite show, a new episode. It is going to air whenever the NBA game is over. It will only be 1 hour long. So there's going to be a basketball game. NBA ends, you get 1 hour of Dynamite, which I'm sure will include a big angle, I would guess, because the next day, Thursday, there will be a new episode, a two-hour edition. So that will be the first week ever that two episodes of Dynamite are airing in the same week back-to-back, the weekend or the week of Wednesday, September 16th. 1 hour on Wednesday, 2 hours on Thursday. So that is the upcoming lineup. And as far as we know, those are the only changes. Things change, we'll tell you, hopefully correctly.
A lot of pressure on NXT this week, whether they want it or not, with no competition from AEW. So nothing to complain about this week. Here it goes. You have all the opportunity in the world. You should be up. You should be way up. Let's see how it goes.
We've also got SmackDown ratings. I talked about how the show was doing better. Dave thinks it could be because of Retribution. Mm. I mean, the show was definitely better than last week. But actually, the worst part of the show was Retribution. SmackDown, 1.979 million viewers. Best number for the show since June. For the second week in a row, audience rose throughout the 2 hours. Hour one, 1.932 million. Hour two, 2.025 million. 4% increase. They topped all of network TV, 18 to 34, with a 0.3, up 50% from last week. 18 to 49 led all networks with a 0.5 rating, which they've done in 5 of the last 6 weeks. They did finish at the bottom in terms of total viewers ABC averaged about 2.6 million as the next lowest competition. So they were the lowest in terms of total viewers by 600,000 viewers. But in the 18 to 49 demo, they were number one with 8.5. So there
but
you go.
But it's still the
Am I the
same
only
problem.
One that hates well, the stupid retribution gimmick?
No, everybody does. And that's I'm not giving them, you know, credit for increasing ratings on this or increasing numbers on this until they go well over what they should have done before. You know, then you can impress me with whatever numbers that they're doing. Right now, they're just trying to scrape back to get to the bottom of the barrel where they were at before. That 0.30 number is the same thing that they've been averaging in 18 to 34 for a long time now. The 0.5 in 18 to 49 is something that has not changed at all for them for God knows how long. So these were all numbers that were way underperforming to begin with. So for them to scrape back up to this level, I mean, it's yes, the numbers are up slightly, but I don't believe that the 23,000 people that they did, that's not going to be a trend for me until it actually extends out for a little bit longer and shows a little bit more.
Why is your room so dark, by the way?
I don't know. I got a lamp here, a lamp here. It just got very dark outside all of a sudden, so getting a little bit of the weather here shortly, I believe.
Man, oh man. 71 degrees in Lewiston, Maine, this person says. Can you imagine you would send me that text message? All right, this person here says, of course you wouldn't tell WWE. They do a storyline where luchadors get kidnapped regularly. Actually, you know what? Maybe she told them and they didn't care. Just like when all these luchadors get kidnapped on NXT.
Well, how exactly does the police force work and how does the security work anyway? Because number one, the security sucks. Obviously, we found that out several times throughout the night. Not the least of which is when nobody says anything, when Sheamus just goes, hey guys, look, I got it covered, you know, out of here. Now, wait a second. This group is coming to destroy all of WWE. It's okay for one of the rank-and-file employees to just go, eh, you guys have the night off, after they already had beefed up security and these people had already made their way in. You know, kind of a small little plot hole there, you know, on top of all of the other plot holes that come with this whole angle and come with these people interfering and invading on a constant basis. It's just completely stupid.
This person here said, Jim Cornette had a good point about NXT's audience. It is the only show that feels inspired by old 70s, 80s NWA or territorial pro wrestling. At this point, the youngest you can be to have grown up with that and appreciate the throwback feel is mid-40s. Listen, God bless Jim Cornette. What in God's name is he talking about?
Well, I'll say this.
Whoa, hold on a second.
No, go ahead. Well,
if you want to talk about the show that's inspired by old 70s, 80s NWA or territorial wrestling, it's AEW. It's not even close. NXT in no way is reminiscent of 70s, 80s NWA or territorial wrestling. And don't even talk about the matches, like talking about how AEW is all high spots and flips. Do you watch NXT matches? It's one never-ending high spot. It's everything that they claim is so dumb about the other show. They're doing the exact same thing on NXT.
It's this weird hybrid of, it's like, there's an old ROH feel to this in some ways that it's, I don't know. I understand what he's saying. I actually do understand what he's saying in that NXT is relatively, it's relatively inoffensive. The biggest problem with it is there's it's so antiseptic. We talk about it constantly where AEW feels like something where NXT is like a solid pro wrestling show for the most part. They do a lot of dumb stuff, very WWE stuff on there, but as a whole, it is very consistent. The problem is it's not very exciting at all, and the answer, I mean, I think lies somewhere in the middle. There are things that happen on AEW shows that would never have happened in the 70s, 80s, or you know, early 90s. Of course, they wouldn't have happened that way. But it's an evolution of where the television product went. And I can see and actually understand when people think that NXT feels like somewhat of a throwback show. It does. And there's pros and cons to that. One of the big cons is that what matters, not everything matters on a show every week on NXT, unfortunately. Their storylines, I mean, they have been good building to takeovers before. It's just unfortunate in the last Unfortunately, since the Wednesday night battle came, that's really when NXT lost its way. But I think if you remember back also to what those shows were, I mean, I'm not gonna kill NXT and say it's a bad wrestling show or say it doesn't have a feel or a throwback to old wrestling shows. I think two things can be true.
Dude, he's talking about now, and it's not true. If you want to say that NXT reminds you of old ROH, great. Well, when I watch AEW, it reminds me of like 1995 WCW, which is a lot farther back and a lot closer to the NWA and the territories than Ring of Honor when they were just having a bunch of really great matches.
Wait, AEW reminds you of 1995 WCW?
It sure as hell does. It's Nitro. It's Nitro when it was great.
Okay, like 90, okay, okay.
That's, 95, right. 96, the first half of 97. It does not remind me of Nitro in 98, 99, 2000, or 2001. It reminds me of when WCW was the hot show. It was far more exciting every week. It was kicking ass in the ratings. That's what AEW reminds me of, and I think that's by design. I mean, you know, they ran the show on the boat for a reason. It reminded people of Club La Vella, which was one of the highlights of that era of WCW.
You know, Listen, Dean Malenko was the number one wrestler in the PWI 500 in 1995, I believe. And now he's working for AEW and I believe may currently be the DDT Brass Knuckles 24/7 champion.
We'll come back from the break. We'll take phone calls. 844-913-2727. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-516-2499. 800-516-2499. 800-516-2499.
Again, that's 800-516-2499. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Oh, this person's angry. Can we stop acting like NXT won't have competition this Wednesday? It's going up against the NBA playoffs. Well, there's always something else on television.
Yeah, really.
Let me tell you something. When AEW and NXT are on the air at the same time, there is a massive amount of switching back and forth. The NXT fans switch the channel during commercials. The AEW fans switch the channel during commercials. There is a massive amount of back and forth. So in terms of what we're discussing on this program, NXT has no competition on Wednesday. The other wrestling show that fans in droves switch to during commercials is not there. So for the purposes of this discussion, NXT is running unopposed. There are 563 other programs opposing NXT. That is true, but not the most important one.
Now some TV geek is going to call you out and say there's actually like 587 or something like that.
This person says, Brian, I don't watch SmackDown, but hearing that The Fiend and Braun switched souls has made me say, what? Aloud for the past 5 minutes straight. My mind just cannot comprehend how outlandish and stupid this can be. Listen, I don't know if that's actually what's going on, but I do know that Braun went into the swamp and he came out of the swamp. And now he hates Alexa Bliss. The Fiend apparently is Alexa Bliss's savior now. So that's the conclusion people have come to. Is it
and
stupid?
Alexa still,
yes.
There's also the part of it where, like every horror film or something like this, Alexa believes that that's not the real Braun. So will she be proven correct? Or is Braun really now this evil going after Bray Wyatt and just really turn the tables on him? That's one of the biggest problems here is it's got to be choose your own adventure with this storyline and figure out why things are taking place. And there's a level of obviously keeping people in suspense, but when the base of the story is so confusing and nobody knows what that is and nobody can really actually even explain why this is taking place on a professional wrestling show, I don't even know what to tell you. I mean, at least in another era when people go, well, if you don't like it, there's other things on the show. I mean, there would be distinct things taking place. I'm not sure what the best part of SmackDown is. I guess it's Sonya and Mandy. And I like the idea that AJ Styles and Jeff Hardy will be facing off, although I've seen this before a lot, and I thought they had a really cheap way to get to it, but at least it's two people that I know will put on a pretty good match. But, like, what else is going on this show that is, like, worthwhile or what makes me want to watch it? I mean, Sonya and Mandy are about the best thing, and even them, they over WWE everything, where even though they have great delivery and you can kind of believe what they're saying in their promos, it's so overscripted. And another great example of that on the show was Kayla and Matt Riddle trying to remember everything they possibly had to say to each other during that interview. It was completely ridiculous. And by the end of the interview, Matt Riddle not only came off as somebody who's not really all that great at remembering and then delivering his lines, he's also an idiot because he got beat up because he let Shorty G back into the click and he was all lovey-dovey with him again until Sheamus hit him from behind. It was just, again, you have to really struggle to try to find, at least if you're me, struggle to try to find positives in this show.
Ryan, you're on the air. What's going on, dude?
I have a question about what Lance Storm was talking about in intergender wrestling. Dave Meltzer had mentioned that they kept Brian Cage away from Tessa Blanchard, but he did a clean job to Tessa and Impact. So you think that really impacted Brian Cage's impact in AEW since they pushed him to the top?
Are you kidding me? Is that a serious question?
Do I want to know what he's talking about?
No, he wants to know if Brian Cage losing to Tessa Blanchard on Impact has had any impact on his run in AEW. No, Ryan.
What?
Nothing. Zero. Zilch.
Stop it.
Thank God I took calls today.
Retribution.
This person is WWE leaning into the 50-plus. The group acts like a group of teenagers. That 50-plus fear. I can imagine the storyline ends up with Vince yelling at them to get off his lawn. Let's go to Sumter. Sumter, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Not much.
Well, I was just going to mention about Retribution. I know Dave said that he thinks that that's the reason why the ratings are going up. I have to say that if it is the case, I think that why is just because of the mystery surrounding it, of who they are. Because I know it's made fun of a lot, but people like those like goofy Scooby-Doo-esque who's the man behind the mask stories. But that if that is the case, I feel like once they do the reveals of who these people are, unless it's like the greatest reveal ever, I just think that the ratings are going to go back down because the mystery solved.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I mean, wrestling fans, especially older fans, because they grew up in the Attitude Era. They grew up in the Monday Night Wars. They grew up where both sides would promise all of these surprises. And like sometimes you would get a blowaway surprise, Hulk Hogan turning at Bash at the Beach. Oftentimes the surprise would be really stupid. But these older fans, they remember the days of surprises. And so when you put together a new group, who is this group? Who are these people? Who are they going to unmask as? Yeah, people like that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, as always, it's all about the follow-up. And I have been let down so many times by WWE, time after time after time after time. If you think I have any faith in who these people are going to unmask themselves as... By the way, speaking of WCW, on SmackDown, the woman Retribution member who appeared in the opening segment, the lights went out, and when they came back on, there was a female Retribution member. If you looked carefully, you will notice that the ends of her hair are dyed purple. Well, lo and behold, on the show last week, there was a woman in the crowd who Retribution beat up, and in fact, the ends of her hair were purple, because in fact, it was the same woman. Because the people under the masks are just whoever they've got at any given moment. Those are not the actual final Retribution members. So they just throw whoever under the mask, and if you're paying attention, you can figure out that, oh, the person that got beat up last week is actually playing one of the members this week. So there you go.
Hate this show. Gotta hate this show.
John, you're on the air. What's going on?
Well, Brian, thank you for telling us something. That is just the dumbest thing I just heard. Not from there, not what you're saying, but what is WWE doing? I'm sorry about that, but how you doing today, Brian and Mike?
We're doing great. God. What's going on?
All right, so I just want to know this, and this is me being serious. How much bad can WWE can give us in this stupid product? I have not watched Raw or SmackDown at full show this year, even before the pandemic, and they are just hot shotting for the past year and a half.
Year and a half?
I'm talking about this current goofiness for the past couple of years. I'm being nice when I say year and a half. I really want to say 5 or 6 years, Brian, but I'm trying to be nice about it. But my thing is this: I know that there's 18. They trying to figure out the 18 to 49 crowd, but why don't they just get somebody that is. I'm not saying that can relate to them and just go by and just do something with some common sense.
Like Matt Riddle, who the teenage fans were huge fans of, and then they brought him up and they beat him and they put him in the mid card, and now he cuts goofy promos. That guy?
No, Brian. He wasn't mid card. He is below mid card.
He's mid card, John. Come on. Gotta be fair.
No. He was mid card. Think about it now, Brian. He is opening act. He is a opening act, Brian. Every person they have had, which was great in NXT, they have made and was great in NXT, was appealing to the young crowd. What they do to them when they get into the main roster, they put them down like that, like like an old dog. I'm not saying this like this. They did this to Ricochet. They did this.
Dude, they're doing it to everybody, John. I want to thank you very much for the call.
What was?
I love you, buddy, but we've heard all this a million times.
What was up with Big E's promo? Like, they get attacked. Everybody gets attacked. Everybody goes scattering and running and all that stuff again. And Big E gets beat up. And then they go to the back. And then Miz is out there, of course, healing of why, you know, wasn't out there to help Morrison. And okay, that part was fine. But then, like, Big E cuts the promo. Like, the way to get back at Retribution is to go back out there and do his job. Like, that was the rah-rah speech, was like, I'm not going to let these guys get to me. It's like his work ethic is going to be the thing that stops these men from attacking him.
What he's saying is we can't live in fear. We can't let them allow us to live in fear. We just need to go do our job.
So why?
Gee, I wonder who wrote that line.
Brian, why? Exactly. Why? Because you're a tool of the idiots that
because
you work for that aren't protecting you, that are you might get you beat up in the basement?
Vince and Kevin Dunn, I'm sure, don't believe that we should live in fear. And they just want to go out there and do their shows with fans. So they wrote a line for Big E about how he's not going to live in fear. He's just going to go out there and do his job.
Get out. Just dumb.
Tim, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? Tim in Miami. Before I make my wrestling point, there seems to be a little bit of controversy among the Twitch homies. Yes, it is me in the Twitch chat. I had to change my username because of various email and technological difficulties. But that is me. Even my homeboy Crash is like, that's not Tim, but it's me.
Thank God. Thank God that's cleared up, Tim. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you. So on NXT, like, I was a huge fan of NXT when it was an hour on the network. I don't even flip to it now, and I have no interest in watching, even if it's on a pose, because for me, I don't know if anyone's made this analogy before, but it's like the Wayne's World movie when they were in the basement on local cable access, could do whatever they want. It was great. Then they get a TV deal, and all of a sudden there's all kinds of EVPs putting their hands in the pot, and it just became the same homogenized kind of thing that WWE's main roster is. So I'm completely, at this point, done with NXT.
Well, I want to thank you, Tim. I understand your analogy, but it's a little bit different here. Because NXT, there are no EVPs putting their hand in the pot. There's nobody from USA Network saying, well, we got to do some dumb angle where Regal decides he's going to unify the belts or do title versus title or whatever, and then the champion's going to vacate one of them. What this is they've decided they have to compete. They have to compete. And they don't
so
have
the
to compete.
The CEO got his fingers in the mix.
Yes,
is really what
not
happened
the CEO,
here.
Whatever Hunter's current...
No, forget about Hunter. It's not Hunter. Hunter was doing an okay job. And if you look at whoever was involved down there when it was at its peak and rolling well, as soon as it went to Thursday, and I don't know how much, or Wednesday, how much you can put on Triple H or Shawn Michaels, whoever, and Vince McMahon, it seemed to be when they made this move, which was a Vince move, that could qualify as what he was saying about the EVPs. It just happens to be it's Vince McMahon getting involved in making this competition the problem.
I know no one believes this, but Vince has nothing to do with this. There's a million changes from when they went to USA that don't involve Vince. I mean, yes, Vince wanted them on USA, and yes, he wanted them to be live, okay? Because obviously they're going to make more money going live. But they went from taping 5 shows in which everything is just consistent to having to go every single solitary week. You hear that AEW's got a big show coming up. You got to change this. You got to rush this. That's the problem. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant
closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. First says, I love the Mandy Rose promo. She was believable, and it was a good pro wrestling angle, unlike Retribution. Well, if you want to compare it to Retribution, it was 5 stars. And I did think that Mandy and Sonya, I thought their promos were good. They were not great. They were more than they needed to be, especially yeah, Mandy's. I mean, but I thought that overall they were good. I mean, I hated the angle for a long time because it was just the same thing every week for months on end. I hate you, Mandy. I hate you. I want to make your life miserable. She beats her. She beats her again. I'm like, okay, you beat her twice. Then we're right back. I hate you. I want to make your life miserable. I'm like, dude, I got it. Like, can we move on now? And finally, they pulled the trigger on something, which was Sonya attacking her, cutting her hair. Now they've cut promos, and they're doing a hair match at SummerSlam. Great. Great. They finally did something, and they changed something that was really boring into something that's much more exciting now.
I wish they would have built it up better. I wish they would have not, overloaded them with verbiage, and I wish they wouldn't have not have gone right to a hair versus hair, but you got to give it to them. At least they're trying.
Dude, they've been feuding for 6 months.
I guess so, but it's not exactly been, the most sterling, example of how to do things here. And it's not like from the jump that they've been building up to this hair match. It's only been something it seems like they come up with in the last couple of weeks. But at least their delivery and at least their personalities have actually carried it a lot better than a lot of what else is on that show.
All right, everybody. We're out of time. But we're back tomorrow because we are here every day. Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Saturdays, 10 Pacific, 1 Eastern with Jim Valley. We got some big stuff coming up tomorrow. Do not miss tomorrow's show, everybody. It's going to be very exciting. And we're out of time. Thanks, Mike, as always. Callers and listeners, everybody in the studio. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.